With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A new poll is shedding light on which Democrats are popular with voters right now as the party looks ahead to the presidential race in 2028. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
The new Emerson College survey finds former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg leading with 18% support. He's followed by California Governor Gavin Newsom, who's at 16%. Newsom is term limited as governor. Other Democrats who may run, AOC, she's polling at 11%. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and former Vice President Kamala Harris tied at 10%. Laura Winters reporting.
A comment from New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham is drawing sharp backlash, especially from conservatives. Correspondent Ken Lorman fills us in.
Grisham saying Democrats don't need men's vote to win elections is being blasted by critics as divisive and dismissive. Conservative leaders and media are seizing on the remark, arguing it sidelines working class voters and fuels identity politics, while saying a renewed focus on jobs, taxes, and public safety are needed to win over both men and disaffected voters. Ken Lorman reporting.
Israeli troops have captured a strategic mountain today topped with a crusader-built castle in southern Lebanon. It's their deepest incursion into the country in more than a quarter century. The Israeli military announcing this morning they had captured Beaufort Castle near the city of Nabatea after days of intense fighting and airstrikes in nearby villages where Israeli troops fought Hezbollah members. Heavy rains are threatening to delay the search for two missing people in a flooded cave in Laos after the rescue of five others who were trapped underground for a week. The seven villagers entered the cave last week looking for minerals. Flash flooding trapped them. This is SRN News. The United Nations is expressing grave concern about a new law issued by Afghanistan's Taliban government on separation in marriage, which includes provisions on child marriage. Among the law's most controversial provisions is one that says the silence of a girl reaching puberty can be interpreted as consent to marry. It also includes a section on the separation of girls who reach puberty and are married, which implies that child marriage is legal in the country. The Taliban rejects the accusations, saying the decree follows Islamic law. At least four states have adopted laws this year making it a crime to disrupt worship services, a reaction to a high-profile anti-Trump protest inside a Minnesota church that prompted outrage across the nation. The Republican lawmakers sponsored most of the legislation and say those gathering at sacred sanctuaries deserve protection beyond what existing trespass laws provide. They say these new statutes will prevent escalating clashes in houses of worship. This is SRN News. Trouble in Hollywood.
On-location shoot days in L.A. have plunged more than 40% since 2022, with industry jobs down over 25% and none of this year's Best Picture nominees filmed in Hollywood studios. Conservatives argue the collapse reflects overregulation, high taxes, and aggressive union pressures driving production out of California. They say states and countries offering lower costs and fewer restrictions are winning business, while L.A. loses jobs and investment. The conservative view? Unless policymakers cut red tape and compete for production, Hollywood's slide and its economic fallout will continue. Ron Taylor reporting.
The San Antonio Spurs are headed to the NBA Finals. Victor Wembanyama had 22 points. The Spurs beat the Oklahoma City 111-103 last night. Spurs headed to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2014. They get the New York Knicks. This is SRN News.